Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Wow, wow, wow. Gotta love it. Second week of the intro, and I'm blown away.
Kinda I know. Cool. Isn't it just Ava, beautiful? It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
It's a good thing. I love it. I'm not going to complain. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, big show coming today, guys. We've got a lot of things to talk about. We're going to talk about one of the first big game animals taken on it with an air rifle. I've recently been getting into the air rifle scenario. That coming on. Talk about a little bit of Minnesota walleye stocking. And Minnesota is setting to look to reduce their bag limit from 6 to 4. That and more when we return.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, Ava, Don decided not to join us today, unfortunately.
You know what? We're used to it by now, right?
We can do this act alone.
But you know what? He just adds so much character to the show. So we do hope he'll be returning for Thanksgiving, you know.
Well, I think he probably will be.
Okay, good.
He may be out of the stand. Who knows? Can't tell. We don't know at this point what's going on.
Yeah, the last time we talked to him, he didn't do any sitting. So
no,
is he doing bee season or what's his deal?
I don't know. I'm not going to delve into it. All I do know is this last week I got to go out and spend some time on the water. And I will tell you, the late fall fishing is nothing less than amazing to me when I were able to get out there and really go after the walleyes in the river. It's fun. It's challenging. It really makes you think sometimes. You know, we're fishing in the Red Wing right at or near the dam, from the dam down to probably the first, the bridge that comes into Red Wing. That whole stretch is generally a really good area for walleye come fall. In fact, most of the year in summer, they obviously the walleye migrate to the lake. But one of the things that I noticed, and this is, it's one of these takeaways that you get and you're like, wow, this is a topic for the show this week. So I show up to the ramp, I'm going to go alone, and I'm launching the boat, get the boat in the water, walk down to my boat, and there's three or four guys standing there. I'm like, how do you guys do? Nothing. This is last week. You might as well turn around and go home and watch the Vikings game. This is horrible. Another guy's like, yeah, we got one, and we've been there for 5 hours.
Ugh.
And our guy's like, this sucks. This is bad. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You guys plastic? Oh, we're using blade baits. And then somebody else is, you know, using jigs and just plastics. I said, you guys do anything with live bait? He said, oh no, that didn't work. We tried that last time and that didn't work either. And I'm like, okay, so you anchored up? Oh yeah, we anchored up and then we drifted and then we did some three-way rigs and Dubuque rigs. And so if you're not familiar with a Dubuque rig, it's a jig on the bottom, then there's a three-way about 18 inches up from the jig. So the jig acts as the weight, three-way swivel, and then off the three-way swivel going back towards the away from the line, you're going to have another 24 inches, and then have a hook and maybe a twister tail piece of plastic, and they'll just sit in one spot. Invariably, again and again and again, it turns out that the fish don't want that. They want to be just have it barely moving by them, the jig barely moving but drifting. You try to find where those fish are at, and lo and behold, again, I got a limit in nothing flat and a bunch more fish, and it was a jig and a minnow. That was it. And, you know, the funny part about that, and the reason I bring this up, is a lot of times people don't listen to what the fish are telling them. There's fish there, and I watched a bunch of people, maybe one here and fish there caught. That was it. And when you consider that kind of thing going on, you need to change it up.
Right. I'm surprised and that it took them 5 hours to one either one. Call it.
Yeah.
You know. And
exactly.
Or
so,
try
you know,
something
really,
else.
And it doesn't matter whether you're what type of fishing you're doing. It just this really brought to mind when you're fishing, and I talk about this in my seminars often. Don't get stuck in saying this way is the only way. If something's not working, change it up. And one of the ways you can, a long time ago this happened, we were filming a Babe Winkleman TV show, and I laid my rod down as I caught a little tiny sauger, and I was pulling it off the line. I laid the rod down, I put my foot on the line, and all of a sudden, the rod just doubled over, and it was a 2.5-3 pounder. And I looked at the guys, and I said, guys, we're changing it up. We went back up, we put all our lines out and dragged jigs, and we caught fish like no tomorrow, instead of lifting and dropping the jig. So changing one small thing can make every single bit of difference to success or complete failure. And it's a matter of what the fish are telling you. What do they tell me? Same thing. I did the same thing when I caught a fish this last week, earlier in the week, set the rod down, let it drag, watched it. Sure enough, a nice size walleye. And again, it was a matter of they don't want much movement. So I just backed off any movement, try to keep it as little movement as possible, jigging a minnow, and it didn't work with the big minnow. They didn't want it. They wanted that medium-sized
so
minnow.
Picky.
So, yeah, well, exactly right. They want what they want. And if you want to be successful, really what it comes down to is how do you navigate that part of it? But really listening to what the fish say, because when you're looking at it, everybody coming out of there was like, the fishing sucks. It's horrible. There's nothing going. It's just bad. It's like whatever. And it's a matter of just finding the fish, drifting to find them, or, you know, working a break to find them if you want to, you know, take it a different approach. But again, all in all, let the fish tell you what they want. And, wow, what a bunch of fun that was. I mean, really, you look to the fall to have these kinds of moments and have that kind of fun. And when you're able to capitalize on it, especially with one person in the boat and the other guys are dealing with five guys in the boat, it kind of tells you you're doing something right.
Right.
And really that's where passing the word on along those lines comes into play. And I think efficiency is the other thing. So pre-tie your jigs, get an 18-inch section of line, maybe 8-pound if you're on a 10-pound main line, 8-pound with a swivel, put it around a foam. You've seen those noodles you get from Walmart, wrap it around there, put a bunch of pre-tied jigs on there, call it a day.
And, yeah, why make it more really complicated than it needs to be?
Exactly. Well, tell you what, we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit about the first big game animal taken with an air rifle, that, and other stories right after this word, these words.